Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And today we're going to talk about family therapy, and particularly family therapy in an adolescent RTC. The topic is bringing family therapy into an adolescent RTC. And it is March 25th, 2015, and I have the phone, Joanna Creswell-Baez. Good morning. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, well, you are the research and grants manager for Wadeco Children's Services, and that's located in primarily in New York, but Wadeco is both New Hampshire, Boston, and New York. So, what? Tell me a little bit about Wadeco Children's Services. I'll give you about a minute on what that is.
Yeah, so Wadeco has been around since 1934. And we provide a continuum of services from school-based services to residential treatment. And that also includes wraparound services, too. So like you said, we're in Boston, New York City, and New Hampshire. And what we're going to talk about today is our Wadeco School, which is our year-round residential program for boys ages 11 to 21 who face repeated obstacles to development due to emotional, behavioral, and learning issues.
Okay, that's primarily in, that's the one in New Hampshire?
Yes, okay. It's in New Hampshire. And on the New Hampshire campus, we have a short-term summer program and then the year-round Wadeco School.
Okay, about how many students do you have there? And you said it was all boys?
Yes, it's all boys. And we have, on average, 42 students. And we have about around 100 staff that work with them. So it's almost a one-to-one ratio because, you know, you have staff shifts and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's a really intensive and supportive environment. We really work to instill a sense of competency and hope in our students and families.
Okay, could you explain a little bit more? What type of kids, what type of boys go there? What are their presenting problems or issues?
Yeah, they all 100% are diagnosed with a mental health condition or a learning issue. All of the students have special education needs. About 50% are paying privately and or with support from their local school district. So we both have publicly funded students and privately funded students. And they're coming from all over the U.S. and we've even had some internationally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's... we talk about family therapy. So everybody has an understanding of what they mean by family therapy, and it sometimes varies. So what's family therapy? What do you consider family therapy? What do you do for the families?
Yeah, so we require all of our students and families to be a part of weekly family therapy. And it means sitting down, coming together, talking about goals, progress that's been made, any setbacks that have been happening, to really support the student going back and living with the family. It's been found that the level of family functioning is continually associated in research with successful treatment outcomes. So we, you know, really hold that family work as being the cornerstone of Wadeco's work with our students in the residential program.
All right. Well, a question on that. How do you deal with families? You talk about weekly family sessions. How do you deal with families that live a long ways away? Do you do this over internet, Skype, or Google or something?
Yeah, we're really embracing kind of the range of technologies that are coming out. And one of our newest technologies that we're using is a kind of an online Skype program. It's called WebEx. And it's where we can have video conferencing with families. So they can sit in their own homes or they can sit with a therapist in another location. And then the student would be on campus with the therapist. And so we're really able to kind of bring everyone together in a virtual space via video conferencing.
All right. So that's on a weekly basis. And so talk about the value of it. Why is family therapy important to the healing of the child?
Family therapy is critical and crucial from my perspective and from Wadeco's perspective. We're really bringing to light some of the best practices in the field, which say that we need to have a family-centered practice where the families are a part of every single step, you know, from interview, beginning interview, all the way to discharge and continued maybe wraparound support in the home. We see the families as like irrevocably linked to their student, and we need to hold, you know, that family in mind at all times.
All right, so it's a second best thing or next best thing to having them actually physically there on that.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I imagine with the parents you have to teach them some of the technology that you use because some parents are not too computer literate, right?
Yeah, we are kind of teaching them how to use the different technology, you know, when it's not possible, maybe they're in a remote location and don't have internet access, we can use the phone and do family therapy over the phone. We really encourage families to come up to the New Hampshire campus. So those families who can, you know, financially afford that, they are always welcome. And for, you know, times where they can come in for that, we're getting the whole team together and doing a family therapy session there on campus. So we really try to be flexible and dynamic to reaching each family's needs.
How long is the typical kid there at the program?
Typically, the length of treatment would be about 1 year, but it's varying. Again, we want to tailor it to what the student needs. So it could be 6 months, it could be 2 years. It really depends on the student and the family's needs.
All right. Well, could you think of a student as sort of an example? What sort of a case story of a child that came there, what was the problem that caused them to be sent there, what they accomplished, and what the results were. Could you, something come to mind, one or two kids?
Yeah, you know, each kid is so different. I have two that are coming to mind that are very different. One student was a little bit of an older adolescent starting to look towards college and was really struggling at home. His family was from the New Jersey area. And, you know, he was able to he wasn't going to school, so he had school refusal at his home in New Jersey. And we, you know, got him going to school on a consistent basis. He was excelling in all of his classes. We worked on college applications with him, worked on setting up a mental health plan in his area at the college so he could support that transition. And the family was so involved. You know, both of the parents had their own issues. They attended, you know, consistent sessions. We actually did the sessions in the New York area. So at times we'd phone in the student or use video conferencing. So that was one student. Another student that comes to mind is a student who was diagnosed on the autism spectrum disorder. And his family actually lived in the Philadelphia area, but could kind of travel, you know, closer to the New York area. And he, really struggling with day-to-day issues of, you know, socialization, finding a right school that fit. And he spent about a little bit over a year up at our campus and made huge gains in making friends for the first time. You know, having a school environment that was more supportive, really, you know, almost one-to-one support in school. And we were able to find kind of a step-down program in his area, a day treatment program where he was going to go to school. And, you know, we had a couple of family therapy sessions after that. And again, the families were so involved. You know, I remember being a part of their Hanukkah celebration one time. We all, you know, had a family therapy session. It was one of the days of Hanukkah, and afterwards, you know, lit the candles. So, you know, it's a very, like, intensive and supportive family therapy model where we try to understand the whole family system, including, you know, kind of their own cultural beliefs and what's going to support them best.
Well, that sounds very, very good. Now, we've about ran out of the time. So could you tell us how, if somebody wanted to know more about the integration family therapy model that you use, or want to talk to you, or want to find out more about WDECO, could you tell us how somebody might best get a hold of you?
Yeah. You can reach me at my WDECO email, which is J. Creswell, C-R-E-S, W-E-L-L at wediko.org, W-E-D-I-K-O.org, or you can go to our Wediko website, www.wediko.org, and learn more about Wediko's residential program and more about our integrative and supportive model for working with families.
Well, very good. Well, we ran out of time. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking with Joanna Creswell-Baez, Research and Grants Manager for Wediko Children's Services. Thank you very much. Thank you, Joanna, and you have hope you had the last of the storms back there in the Northeast.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. This is Lon Woodbury, and if you want to find what I do or where the series of interviews are, go to www.strugglingteens.com.